Well, he's gone down to a friend of mine who's been in, well, I worked with about 20 years ago, and he's a smashing fella, and he's going to have a good look at Sido and, you know, assess where he is in every way, shape and form, and do us a real independent analysis of his fitness levels. But we're hoping that he'll come back, you know, ready to go, and he'll be ready for the Burnley game then.
Who's this guy? Has he worked a lot with other sportsmen?
Well, I don't want to name him, because I've not said I'll name him, and, you know, I've got so much respect for him that, you know, I don't want to mention it, but, yeah, he's a very good lad, and he's done exceptionally well over the years.
Leicester City have given hope to a club the size of West Bromwich Albion that what can be achieved. The extraordinary year last year, how much is that something that we'll never see again? How much does it genuinely give you hope?
I think it'll be a long time before we see it again. I think the last time was Forest in 1978, so that was a long time ago. So, no, it's a long time ago, so I can't envisage that happening again. You know, I think, obviously, you can get a billionaire come into the country and buy a club and do what they've done at Man City, places like that, and that turns a club around. But to actually do it from the base they did it, nah, it's going to be a long time again.
You can understand.
I hope I see it again in my time, but I'm not so sure I will.
You can understand why, whilst they're not throwing all their eggs into the Champions League, but they're probably throwing more of it into that basket, as it were.
A lot of their players wouldn't have played in Europe, so it's a great experience for them, and it's new and it's fresh, and it's something that they look as though they're thriving on. And that's really good, really good.